Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Amy Parmeter, who's spokesperson for AAA in Greater Hartford. And AAA has identified deadly teen driving behaviors as the 100 deadliest days. Began back on Memorial Day. We're in the midst of it right now, and kids are out of school. So I would imagine that would make it even more dangerous. Amy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. And certainly, potentially, the danger, I guess, rises more when kids are out of school for the summer as they are right now.
That's correct. So AAA refers to that period between Memorial Day and Labor Day as the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers. And what we mean by that is that during that period, there are more fatal crashes involving teen drivers than any other time of the year, which makes sense, of course, because the kids are out of school and behind the wheel more, and yet this population is the most inexperienced in terms of time behind the wheel. So the likelihood of them being involved in a crash, let alone a fatal crash, increases.
And what are some of the reasons for these crashes? What are the causes primarily?
Yeah, so AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety analyzed the teen-involved crashes over the course of this 100 deadliest days over the past 5 years. And there were three significant contributing factors: speeding, impaired driving, drinking and driving, and distraction. Mm-hmm. And so all of those are behaviors that we know result in injury or death. And so at this time of year, we really try to underscore our messaging and remind parents of the importance of talking to their children about this kind of risky behavior, because we know from our research that, you know, parents engaged with their children does make a difference. And you really never know what it is that you might say or do that could make a difference.
And I think when you're younger, and I think this is the case for so many people, is you never think anything's going to happen to you. You think everything's going to be okay, and this is the real world, and that's not necessarily so.
Yeah, I mean, in Connecticut, we are in a relatively good position just because of the strength of our graduated driver licensing laws, and we applaud our lawmakers for that. But we also know that sometimes teens don't pay attention to those laws, and they're tempted to, you know, drive with their with other friends or have distractions, that kind of thing. One of the points that I want to make is that folks might think, well, this isn't really something that affects me because I don't have any teen drivers in my house. But sadly, the truth of the matter is that most of the crashes that we're talking about, crashes that involve a teen driver, the victim is someone other than the teen driver. Mm-hmm. So in 2/3 of teen-involved fatal crashes that occur over this 100 deadliest day period, more often than not, the victim is not the teen driver.
And I think more and more, there are probably, I mean, almost every teen has probably been affected by something like this. Somebody they know seriously hurt or even killed in a crash. I know when I was in high school many years ago, well, we had some people that were killed in a crash. And it certainly is, it's an eye opener, and that gets your attention, but you don't want to have to turn to that to get a teen's attention.
Yeah, sadly, we would prefer that not be the case. But as you point out, you know, often it is. And as we're seeing with the statistics from the summertime period, that's why, you know, before it gets to that, we really encourage parents to talk to their teens. And especially for everyone, just getting the distraction message out there is so important. We know that, you know, according to the crash data, about 9% of these teen-involved crashes involve distraction. But we also know that that number is highly underreported. Mm-hmm. When we've done naturalistic studies, it actually looks more like it's four times that amount that often that distraction comes into play. So, you know, put the phones down, slow down. People know about not drinking and driving, and yet over and over again, we see this as a factor in the teen driver-related crashes.
And I think they figure that they're never going to get caught, but you never know. And especially when you get around a holiday period where there are these DUI checkpoints that are set up by police. But even so, I mean, don't assume you're not going to get caught, because it's very easy to get caught.
Yeah, and whether you get caught or not, I mean, sadly and tragically, you know, you may not get caught, but the end result may be your death or the death of a friend or a death of a family member or just anyone. To have to carry that burden for the rest of your life, you know, is something that, as a traffic safety advocate, I hear about a lot. And it's a very heavy load to carry. So listen, you know, our teens are terrific, and it's wonderful that they feel so, you know, invincible and energized mm-hmm. about life. But the flip side of that is, as you point out, that attitude can be dangerous and lead to risky behaviors. So it's really critical that, you know, whether it's friends talking to friends, parents talking to kids, we're encouraging everyone to take the pledge not to drive what we refer to as intoxicated. So kind of AAA has launched a campaign making the analogy between drunk driving, which the teens realize that they should not do. Mm-hmm. They may still do it, but at least the education is out there. And so we're making the analogy between drunk driving and texting and driving. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Bill, when you're driving down the street now and you see someone kind of weaving in and out or weaving around, you don't think, oh, I bet he's drunk. You think, I bet that person's on their phone.
Absolutely. And that's a problem which, relatively speaking, is recent in the past, I don't know how many years, since cell phones have been as prevalent as they are right now. But it really has become a problem. And states are gradually passing laws. And Connecticut was among the first, I guess, regarding handheld cell phones. But texting, to me, is even worse than holding onto the phone so you keep your eye on the road. They're both against the law. But texting, to me, just seems like it's much more potentially hazardous.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of distractions in the vehicle, but certainly anything that involves being engaged with your phone and taking your eyes off the road mm-hmm. is really increasing the risk to the driver. And, you know, AAA has been studying this for some time now. And we know that during this period, you know, you've got more teens behind the wheel, you've got less, you've got an increased risk. And the other thing is that AAA has studied what we call our Traffic Safety Culture Index. Every year we kind of poll people about their behaviors. And this is a culture of do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
So even though people know that distracted driving is dangerous, the same people who acknowledge it's dangerous 5 minutes later will admit, well, yes, I do it, because they think that they're better at it than the other driver who they're judging as risky.
And I've always found, no matter what the circumstances, do as I say, not as I do doesn't work in any instance at all.
Yeah, we've had at AAA several occasions to interact with people who have been the victims of distracted driving mm-hmm. crashes. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. So anything that can be done, you never know when something you say is going to make a difference. You know, be a responsible passenger, too. Don't mm-hmm. hesitate to take the phone out of the driver's hand and say, hey, can I take a look at that for you? Would you like me to read that email mm-hmm. or that text? And, you know, without judgment, offer that kind of assistance. It can make a difference.
All right, Amy, if people would like more information about all of this, where should they go?
Yeah, so at our website, AAA.com, I believe it's /distracted driving. Mm-hmm. But if you Google that, there's the opportunity to take the pledge. And that could be an opportunity to sit down with your teen and say, let's talk about this. And let's both take that pledge not to drive intoxicated.
Good advice. Thank you, Amy.
Great. Thanks so much for having us.
You're welcome. That's Amy Parmeter, who's spokesperson for AAA Greater Hartford. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.